Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again. Thank you for joining me for this installment of our series. Truly, the Lord has provided us with everything that we have need of for life and godliness in His Word. Amen. God bless you today as the Lord shows you His heart for you. Glory to God. Amen. We continue in our series, No Other Gods. And today our topic is those who are with us are more. Those who are with us are more. Amen. Our series, No Other Gods. Amen. Looking at Exodus 20. Amen. Where He says, for us to have no other gods before Him. Amen. And God is not, amen, telling us not to have any other gods before us because He wants to punish us or keep us from having fun. Amen. But what He is trying to do for us is He is trying to guide us so that we keep keep us out of danger. Glory to God. Amen. We need guidance. We need guidance. We have always needed guidance. And the Lord has always been one to show us and to provide us with good things. And that from the very beginning, He has always, from the very beginning when He created man and woman, He set it up for us in the Garden of Eden so that we would have good things. We were surrounded with good things in the garden. And we provided with everything that we needed for life and for godliness right there in the garden. Everything that we had need of was right there. We didn't even have to work at that time. We didn't have to toil in the garden. Everything was provided. The Lord was taking care of everything for us at that time of innocence. Everything was done for us. All we had to do was not touch that one thing, not eat of that one tree. Everything was provided for us. I mean, that one thing that we didn't have, that we were not to do, amen, was that one thing that we shouldn't do, because everything else was provided, glory to God. And God is still doing that. And all we have to do is obey Him. And all we have to do is stay away from other gods. Stay away from those other vices. Stay away from those other idols. Amen. Everything in life, amen. In everything in life, there are boundaries. There are borders. There are. I mean, on our jobs, in our families, everything has guidelines. I mean, people bicker and they yell and they holler and they get so upset about the fact that there are rules or regulations in churches, and but they forget about the fact that there are boundaries and there are borders and law in governments. There are laws that they have to abide by, and they don't seem to mind that. But they just, which are, it's foolishness, and it's always been foolishness, because there will always be boundaries and borders to guide our behaviors. There was always, from the very beginning, there were boundaries to guide our behaviors. And that's not exactly what my message is about. But just getting back to our topic at hand, our series at hand, No Other Gods. And right there, no other gods. I mean, we are to have no other gods. I mean, no other gods. I mean, the Lord told Israel, and it was number one, that number one mandate, no other gods. We are to have no other gods before the God of the universe, before our Creator. He is a jealous God. He demands exclusivity, and He will have no other gods before Him. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will have no other gods before Him. That is not going to change. It did not change in the beginning, and it will not change now. He will have no other gods before Him. He will have no other gods before Him. Glory to God. And even before I begin, amen, the message that I'm about, amen, to encourage you with today, the Lord will have no other gods before Him. So you cannot pick up something else and expect
accept and expect that the Lord will accept it. He will have no other gods before him, whether that be your children, whether that be your job, whether that be your neighbor's things, whether that be any other vice that you would pick up, whether that be something you created yourself. The Lord will have no other gods before him. Only Jesus, the only thing that you can put up front, up front will be the Lord. He must be first. 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 And then everything else he will take care of. He will take care of. You put him first and he'll put you first. You put him first and he'll put you first. You put him first and he'll put you first. Glory to God. In the New Testament, the Lord puts it this way. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I don't know why it's not even coming to my mind right now. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord in his righteousness and all those other things, amen, he'll take care of, amen. Put him first. And he'll take care of all your other things. Amen. All those other things he'll take care of for you. I've had so much technological issues just getting online today. Amen. Pray for me. Amen. Because we're going on in the name of the Lord. Amen. The scripture we're coming from today is 2 Kings 6. And we're going from 2 Kings 6, 8 through 17. Amen. 2 Kings 6, 8 through 17. Amen. I just want to leave a word of encouragement today that even in the time when there is warfare, spiritual warfare, amen, and we all have spiritual warfare taking place in our life, God has already made provision. Even then, today, using an example from history in 2 Kings, I hope you are able to see the glorious hope that the Lord has just for you. Jesus has not left us without comfort. He has not left us without provision. He has not left us without hope. He has not left us without strength. He has not left us without faith. He is our provider. He is our living hope. He is our strength. He is our author and finisher of our faith. He is our refuge. He is the lifter of our heads. He is our warrior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Maybe we should have done that in the first place. Glory to God. Amen. With all this warfare going on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. As we come before you, Lord God, we give you glory, Lord God. We give you honor and we give you praise. Holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. 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 Seek ye first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for bringing that back to my remembrance. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be, and all these other things, hallelujah, he will take care of those things. I thank you, Lord God. I bet if we seek first your kingdom, Lord, if we seek first your kingdom, Lord God, and your righteousness, oh, Lord, that you will take care of us, Lord God, and all those other things that we have need of, Lord God. Holy is the Lord, and holy is the Lord, and holy is your name. Righteous is the Lord, and righteous is your name. We give you glory, Lord God, and we give you honor. We give you glory, Lord, and we give you honor. We give you glory, we give you honor, Lord God, as we come before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing right
right now. We thank you, Lord God, that you have provided for every need under the sun, Lord God, that we have need of. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving even right now on our behalf. Lord God, I lift up every single person, Lord God, under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord God, for every nation under the sun, Lord God. Bless, Lord God. Bless, Lord God, every person in every nation. Bless the nations right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the nations, oh God. Bless the nations, oh God. Bless, Lord God. Bless, Lord God. Bless, Lord God. Bless, Lord God, every nation. Bless the leaders in every nation right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, in every church, Lord God, in every church, in every nation, Lord. Move in your people, Lord God. Those that are enduring warfare right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, let your spirit go forth right now and bind the hand of the enemy right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bind the hand of the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bind the hand of the enemy, Lord God. Hold back, Lord God. Hold back the offensive, Lord God. Hold back the offense, Lord God, that is coming back against your people right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that they might be able to move, that they might be able to worship, that they might be able to rejoice, that they might be able to lift up the standard against the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, move, oh God, move, oh God, move, oh God. Bless, heal, and deliver right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, if you will, oh, Lord God, move, oh God. Move right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus into those regions right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over those regions right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over those regions in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over those regions right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we push back. 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 In the name of Jesus, we push back. We push back. We push back. We push back the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We push back against the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We push back in the name of Jesus. We push back in the name of Jesus. We push back in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move right now, Lord God. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move right now, Lord God. Move right now, move right now, move right now, move right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, peace right now, peace right now, peace. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Peace 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 right now. Peace right now in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, peace right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, let your peace, oh, Lord, let your peace spread, Lord God, across the land right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Peace in those families right now, in the name of Jesus. Peace in those lands right now, in the name of Jesus. Peace, Lord God, I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life into those situations right now, in the name of Jesus. I speak life right now, in the name of Jesus. I speak life. I speak life in the name of Jesus. Life in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, breathe the breath of life into it right now in the name of Jesus. Breathe the breath of life right now in the name of Jesus. Breathe the breath of life right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, it is done, it is so, in the name of Jesus. Amen, it is done, it is so, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory and we give you praise. I thank you, Lord God, that you are doing among us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you never leave us without remedy. You never leave us alone, Lord God, and I give you glory, oh God. I thank you, Jesus, that you see all things. Hallelujah. There is nothing that leaves your sight, and your hand is not too short, Lord God, that you are not able, Lord God, to bring us a remedy at any time and under any circumstance. I thank you, Lord God, that you're able to dispatch legions at any time, Lord God, to move on our behalf, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, that even in the example, Lord God, that we're reading on today, Lord God, your arm was not too short. Hallelujah, Lord God. To move against the armies of our enemies, Lord God. You saw it. Hallelujah. You dispatched. Hallelujah. And the army of our enemy, Lord God, was confounded. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of the Lord that was moving in the midst. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. And the enemy, Lord God, is confounded today because the Spirit of the Lord is moving in ways that the enemy just cannot understand. You're confounding the enemy because of our worship, because of our praise. Glory to God. When the people of the Lord, hallelujah, worship, the enemy is confounded. Hallelujah. Remember that. Our worship confounds the enemy. It confuses the enemy when we worship the Lord. We don't have to tell the Lord to confound the enemy. We don't have to tell him to confuse the enemy. When we worship the Lord, hallelujah, it confuses the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It confuses the enemy. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, people are in. Hallelujah, all over the world. Hallelujah, worshiping the Lord. And the enemy is confused. Hallelujah. He was trying to come, hallelujah. He was trying to come in one way and ended up leaving in several different ways because he was confused and confounded. Hallelujah, because the people of the Lord, hallelujah, are worshiping. Hallelujah. He wanted to do one thing and it was unable to do it because of worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord in all the earth, and all the earth, and all the earth. No matter where you are, no matter where you are, no matter where you are, holy is the Lord. Holy is his name. Righteous is the Lord. Righteous is his name. Wherever you are, worship the Lord. Worship it. Worship him. Worship him. It will confuse the enemy. Worship the Lord. It will confuse the enemy. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 6. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's something about, hallelujah, living holy and living right. Hallelujah, worshiping and praising the Lord. Hallelujah, living upright in his sight. Hallelujah, the Lord will work things out for you.
even if probably everything around you is chaotic, amen, and we know we're living in a time that is chaotic. We're living in a time, in a, amen, in this season where we're living in a pandemic, a worldwide, a global pandemic. And it is like this for everyone all over the world. Glory to God, but God is still God. God is still God. God is still God. Hallelujah, and he's still blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and he is not a God of chaos. Glory to God. Although chaos is going on outside of your door, there, amen, the Lord can make it you at peace on the inside of your house. Though there is chaos outside, peace, hallelujah, can be inside. Glory to God. That is the God we serve. Glory to God. 2 Kings 6, 8 through 17. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me whence of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of God, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see, that the Lord open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Glory to God, amen. At this time, Israel was at war with Syria. Another name was the Arameans. Amen. Israel was at war with Syria at this time, or the Arameans. They were at war at this time. Amen. And the prophet, glory to God, the man of God, amen, was speaking in the ear of the king of Israel. The Lord, amen, was on their side. Glory to God, amen. And the Lord was looking out for those that belong to him, just like the Lord is looking out for us. Amen. And the Lord was letting Israel know, letting the people of God know what the enemy was up to. And he was making provision for his people. So when the enemy was trying to surround the people of God, the Lord was letting them know, don't go to this place, because the enemy would try to surround them, the prophet of the Lord would let them know, no, don't go there, because the enemy's going to be there. Amen. So the enemy, amen, of course, got upset. So he huddled his people around. So which one of you is the spy in my camp? Which one of you is for, amen, Israel? Which one of you is telling them what we're doing? And they're like, no, my Lord, it's none of us. We're not spying. It's that prophet in Israel. He's the one. He even tells the secrets that you're saying in your bedroom. He's spying it out. So he gets in his head that he's going to go after the prophet of God. He's going to go after the man of God now. So he goes after the man of God. He gets his army together. Glory to God, thinking that he is going to now go after the man of God, amen, the one who's seeking after the face of God, just like the enemy does us. We're seeking after the face of God, amen, and the enemy is trying hard to come after us, amen, and that's what the enemy does. He goes hard after the people of God, and he tries to surround us, amen, and many times, and we see it now, amen. We go through these times of spiritual warfare, and we are at war, amen, and in every season, we are at war, amen. We will remain at war until we see Jesus, until we transition into heaven. This is war, amen. Keep that in mind, amen. Warfare will not stop, amen, but the Lord will not stop either, amen. We must remember at all times, this is war, glory to God, but also remember, amen, that those that are with us, glory to God, are the same, amen, as they were in the day as of Elisha, amen. It is the same today, because just as, amen, the armies of the of Syria surrounded, glory to God, amen, Elisha in that day, amen, our enemies surround us too, glory to God, amen, our enemies may surround us, glory to God, just like they did Elisha, amen, and we might go out and look and see that the armies has surrounded us, and we might cry out, Lord, 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 oh Lord, 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 look here, Jesus, we're surrounded, amen, and we might go in and cry out, Lord, we're surrounded, and then the Lord, amen, glory to God, will open our eyes and say, look again, but look again, my servant, look again, look again, look again, and then we look up, we see the provision of the Lord. The Lord, hallelujah, has provided, hallelujah, angel armies all around us. We're surrounded, glory to God, with angel armies all around us. God has provided, glory to God, angel armies all around us so that those that are with us, glory to God, are more. Those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Remember that. Those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Those that are with us are more, glory to God, than those that are with them. Hallelujah. I want to leave you with one more scripture, glory to God, that even reinforces that. In Hebrews, that lets you know, hallelujah, that the Lord has ministering angels, hallelujah, that he sends to look out for those. One second here. Let me get Hebrews. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's Hebrews 1 and 14. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Be encouraged today, saints of God. The Lord has made provision. Hallelujah. The Lord has made provision. Amen. He lets us know in Hebrews 1 and 14, amen, that he sends forth ministering angels. Amen. And they are for, amen, he sends them forth for those that are heirs of salvation. Amen. Hebrews 1 and 14, he sends ministering angels, ministering spirits, amen, forth for those who are the heirs
of salvation. Glory to God. Amen. And he also has his spirit that is within us. Amen. And he has given us, not only, amen, does he assign ministering angels to those who are heirs of salvation, but he also has given us, amen, the authority. Amen. He has given us power and authority. He's given us his own spirit. He is here with us. Amen. He is his angels, amen, are ministers, amen, a flame and a flame of fire. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I love the fact that he says that he is that his ministering spirits, glory to God, are here for his heirs of salvation. Amen. But I want you to remember today that those that are with us, amen, if you don't remember anything else, remember that those that are with us are more than those that are with them. So those that are with us, glory to God, those that are with us are more than those that are with our enemies. Amen. And remember, we do not wrestle. We do not war with flesh and blood. Flesh and blood most certainly are used by the enemy, but they are not the enemy. Flesh and blood are used by the enemy, but they are not the enemy. The one behind the curtain is Satan himself. Glory to God. He tries to fool us into believing that flesh and blood is the enemy, but Satan himself is the enemy. But those that are with us are more than those that are with the enemy himself. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because he is the one, amen, that gives us our strength. He is the one, amen, that is with us. He is the one that is for us. He is the one who is the light of our life, and he is the one, amen, that holds back the darkness. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen. In Jesus' name.